basically a lot of our data center customers have to have data centers geographically located, and they're usually somewhere within that 50-mile range. But when 400 gig was first introduced, the challenge was, how are we going to get it 80 kilometers?
Okay, we're back with episode 3 of the Illuminations podcast from Approved Networks, a brand of Legrand. I'm Katie Miale, Marketing Director for Approved Networks, and I am here today with Kevin Carney. Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and why we should care what you have to say.
Yeah, well, thank you, Katie. I'm Kevin Carney, and I'm a field sales engineer for Approved Networks, and I've been in the industry for since the 90s, back when we were listening to alternative rock and roll. And I'm here to always happy to talk with you.
Awesome. Yeah. That likewise. Yeah, we have another trade show coming up. We did Nanog in November. We'll be doing another one this year. So I'll look forward to seeing you. I think we have another trip to Florida before that as well. I think you'll be at.
So. Yeah. Coming from the Midwest, it's very, very nice to get down to Florida in the wintertime. Right now, we have about a foot of snow here, and I'm looking forward to warmer weather.
Totally. I'm in Southern California, and these California winters are getting a little hard on me myself. So Florida's sounding good to me. Yeah. So, well, welcome. It's our pleasure to have you. You are a sales engineer for Optics at this point. Is that the correct title for you?
Yeah, I kind of work both sides of the business. I work on Optics and also passive CWDM, DWDM.
Awesome. So we just had an episode with Oliver, who's our lab manager here, and it was awesome. So we were talking about some of our most recent releases, and what technologies we released in 2023, and what we're going to be looking at in the year to come. And we talked a little bit. We touched on the 400 gig ZR in ZR Plus. That we released at the end of 2023, and I thought maybe you could give us a little bit more of a technical deep dive into what that means and who should care.
Well, it's all about coherent optics. It's a relatively new technology, but what makes it a game changer is when coherent optics were first introduced, the idea was to extend the distance. And what's the reason why we can't extend the distance without amplification? And there's two areas in fiber optics that are important: the signal, the strength of the signal, and something called chromatic dispersion. Now, when you're using you're sending data over multiple wavelengths. When a fiber travels a given distance, the wavelengths spread apart. The signal spreads apart. That's called each wavelength we consider a chroma color. And then as all these colors go down the fiber, they actually spread out. And when we're sending ones and zeros across the fiber, they're basically light. And that light actually represents data. And if these pulses of light spread apart too far, the receiver's not going to be able to understand it. You're not going to have successful communication. Now, many of our customers are going to benefit from 400 gig ZR as you well know, we think of ZR in terms of a distance as around 80 kilometers. Okay. And a kilometer is 0.62 miles. So 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles times eight, you're talking about 50 miles. And typically a lot of our data center customers have to have data centers geographically located, and they're usually somewhere within that 50-mile range. But when 400 gig was first introduced, the challenge was, how are we going to get it 80 kilometers? Okay. So what happened was, you couldn't get it 80 kilometers because of dispersion compensation and the optical power. So the coherent technology was introduced. Inside our transceivers are circuitry, digital signal processors that correct the dispersion compensation. So it allows for that signal to travel much further. A lot of customers that may be viewing this will be aware of digital coherent optics were introduced years back, but they were introduced in the CFP form factor, which is a great big transceiver and takes up a lot of power, and you cannot fit it. You can't fit a lot of them in a switch and have it supported. So the game changer is, we now have a QSFP-DD form factor, which allows the customers to plug these transceivers into their routers. They used to need something called an optical transport system. You may be familiar with companies like Ciena who carry that. There's this terminology now called IP, Internet Protocol, over DWDM. We all know, or some of us may not know, but most of us may know that DWDM stands for Dense Wavelength Division Multiplexing. Simplified, that just means we can send a lot of wavelengths down the fiber. And if we tune our transceiver to a specific wavelength at each end, now instead of using multiple duplex fibers, we can get many services or many connectors down just a pair of fibers, or even a single fiber in some cases. What we're talking about here with QSFP-DD 400G-ZR is a duplex fiber. One fiber carries the transmitted signal, and one fiber carries the receiver. But what you're doing is you're eliminating, now with the new routers, they have QSFP-DD 400G slots. And you can actually plug our transceivers directly into the router. You don't need to spend the investment on the optical transport gear. So it becomes much more effective, much more cost effective, but also much simpler, because what we used to have to do if we wanted to extend the distance of our DWDM is we'd have to put amplifiers in periodically to boost the signal. And then we would also have to deal with that pulse spread we talked about earlier, chromatic dispersion. And there's devices you have to put in every so many kilometers, depending on the distance of your link. So with our solutions, we can go much further without worrying about chromatic dispersion. That's handled by our transceiver. And the optical power in our transceiver is much stronger. So it enables us to offer solutions to our data center customers who want to interconnect multiple sites. And there's a couple of standards out there. There's one called OpenZR or OpenZR Plus. And the OpenZR Plus standard allows for even multiple data rates to be supported over that transceiver. So we have three transceivers that we launched. One of them is designed for, it's called our standard 400G ZR, and it's designed to go up to 40 kilometers without an amplifier. And then if you want to go up to further distance, you can add amplifiers. And then we have what's called our 0 dBm. That's 400G ZR. And that 0 dBm 400 ZR without amplifiers can carry that 80 kilometers. So that solves the 80 kilometer or 50 mile distance limitation without worrying about compensating for that chromatic dispersion or the need for additional amplifiers. Now, if you want to go further, you certainly can with added amplifiers. You can actually go on both of those optics. You can go with amplifiers. You can go up to 120 kilometers. Now, the OpenZR, remember I mentioned the OpenZR Plus standard. That one has even a higher power, and it actually will carry an unamplified signal just like the 400G ZR up to 80 kilometers, but it also supports not only 400G, but if you wanted 300 gigabits per second, 200 gigabits per second, or 100 gigabits per second, the 400 ZR Plus will do that. And the way it works is that it uses something called forward error correction, and that basically compensates for any errors that are incurred or occur over the link, and it works very well. The difference between the three, though, is the ZR 400G ZR Plus amplified can go up to 600 kilometer. So if you think of 100 kilometer is 62 miles, and you take that times six, you're talking about, 372 miles, something like that. So and today we have these in many of our customers' switches take what we call open MSA, which means they don't require specific OEM coding. And the OpenZR Plus standard actually, name of their standard is open, right? So they like the idea of multi-vendor compatibility. So we offer MSA compatible parts, and we've got parts qualified for Arista, Cisco, and Juniper as well. And those switches take compatibility coding that we do in the lab that I think you may have spoken to Oliver about.
You mentioned data center interconnects,
yeah.
And you mentioned, did you mention broadband or telecom?
Yeah, metro.
Metro. Okay, so are those like your two major situations where this would be a solution for?
Yes, it's definitely going to be of interest to those service providers in the metro areas, because when we think of a metro area, you live in a pretty big metropolitan area, right? So you're talking about you could be talking about, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, 20 miles in different locations. And if you can imagine, a lot of the metros are developed like a ring around the perimeter of a metropolitan area. So the idea, though, is if you think about it, you have internet connectivity at home, and obviously here we're speaking over the internet. I get from my service providers something like 3 megabits per second, right? Well, a service provider, if you're going to be able to give them an opportunity for multiple 400 gig connections, right? Now they're going to be able to offer services to their customers where they can give them potentially a gigabit per second or more for connectivity. Wow. So it's a real game changer in those two situations. But let's talk about not only data center interconnect, what's happening in the data center right now. What have we been talking about in 2023 is AI, right? AI, ChatGPT. Well, to do that, I read an article where it was one of the fastest growing applications, people adopted it. So all these users are connecting over the cloud to ChatGPT, and they're getting information back in milliseconds. Some people, I guess, are writing term papers or whatever, but it's a game changer. It's a game changing technology, but what it's going to require is a lot more data, a lot more bandwidth, right? So not only can the service providers offer this to their residential and business customers, because remember, they're the ones that are providing the bandwidth, the ramp to the internet, if you will. So they're going to be able to provide a lot more capacity, a lot more options for their customers. And the customers, again, are going to be doing different things, more applications, more requirements that are going to continue to use up that bandwidth. So service providers in the metro areas, if you don't have to worry about, again, the thing of it was, we were kind of at a bottleneck before, where we couldn't. We were at 10 gig, mm-hmm. 25 gig, and now what is a multiple of 25 gig goes into 400? What, eight times, 16 times, right? Yeah. So if you think about that, that's so much more capacity out of one optic that ultimately you can share that bandwidth from your network core to your customers, and that's why it's a very auspicious time to be launching the connectivity along. Side of the launch with AI, because mm-hmm. it's just going to keep getting, the demands are going to keep exponentially growing for data. And we keep hearing from our service provider customers that they are continuing to ramp up to meet the customer demands. So we're really excited. We have it launched. We've already sold some, and we're looking forward to having more conversations like the one we're having with our customers.
For sure, yeah. It is. It's, you're right. It's kind of exciting to watch the need for technology being met as technology follows technology, yeah. with, right, like what we can provide to actually facilitate the AI that's kind of going crazy right now. So
yeah, we're very proud to be,
yes,
kind of part of the solution for our customers in this.
And yeah, a huge part of the solution, right? Yeah, it's a great time. It's a great time to be in this business.
Yeah, and by the way, not to get off this topic, but we have once you get into the data center where that machine learning is being done, we have plenty of options as far as 400G InfiniBand cables and 200G and 100G InfiniBand cables and transceivers. We're on the roadmap. This is going to be a big year for us and our customers in terms of technology. So we're very, very happy to be in these conversations.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're really just getting started with the podcast, but I'd love to have you back again. I'd like to maybe have you and Frank Yang come back together and talk about InfiniBand. I know that's a big deal. We've been talking a lot about that. And thanks for bringing that up. And maybe we can have you and Frank come back at some point and talk about that. So
I would be glad to.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot going on. It's a really exciting time. Was there anything that you want to add to this conversation before we let you go?
I just want to say that these 400G ZR and ZR Plus and Open ZR Plus are available now, and we would love to hear about your applications, whether it's data center interconnect or metro connectivity. And I really appreciate the time.
I love that you're always the sales engineer, because you are not closing without a call to action.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being here. Like I said, there's a lot of conversations to be had. It's going to be a really exciting year for LeGrand and Approved Networks and for everyone with all the AI applications that we're looking at coming out pretty soon. And we're talking about the 400 gig ZR with 800 gig right around the corner.
Right.
And yeah, then moving on to the 1.6 terabytes. So we'll just keep talking.
I can't wait for the next conversation, Katie. Thanks.
Awesome.
And remember, Approved Networks has you covered.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.